At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Today we are recording on nofilter.net. You can also see the Hank Haney Podcast on YouTube TV. You can find it there, the Hank Haney Podcast. You can hear the Hank Haney Podcast on iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. So great to be with everybody today. I got a little topic to talk to you about today that came up after the Masters. And it deals with the whole television rating issue in golf. And this whole television issue rating in golf is brought to light because now that the Masters has passed and they had a little dip in the ratings, the Masters ratings were down about 20%. All of a sudden, people are now taking note that there might be an issue. There might be a little issue. And I have some thoughts on this subject. So today's podcast is brought to you by Bet Online, which is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and the NHL. You get all the latest stats, news, and scores. They're available to follow your favorite team. You can get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today. It's betonline.ag or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Go to betonline.ag. All right. The Masters ratings down 20%. I got a message from my buddy Rick Silverman. And I got to read it to you. He says, funny how every anti-LIV pundit that always mentions LIV's low TV viewership and also disregards the online presence of the events, the LIV events, now they are only mentioning online presence of the Masters because of the 20% decrease in TV viewership. This is why they are referred to as the corrupt golf media. in a lot of circles, certainly by my my friend, the pro golf critic. And that's a name that he coined for him, and I think it's been pretty appropriate through this whole deal. The ratings are down. They've been down all year. The Phoenix Open was down 35%. The Arnold Palmer Invitational was down 30%. The Players Championship, which had a great leaderboard, by the way, and a great champion, obviously, in Scottie Scheffler. You've got a dominant player right now on the PGA Tour in Scottie Scheffler. I mean, he's dominating like nobody's seen since Tiger Woods. But the ratings are down. Now, I have to say that Scottie Scheffler is probably not like if he's your bell cow, you don't have a lot of cows heading to the barn. I mean, that's just the fact. Now, it's nothing against Scottie Scheffler, a great guy, a great player, phenomenal player, great person. It just, you know, he's not Tiger Woods. Let's just put it that way. And some of my thoughts on these ratings. Well, first off, it's hard to tell, I think, how much the ratings are really down. I think that probably people are watching golf just as much, but it's being split between LIV, PGA Tour, watching on television, and online apps or streaming or whatever. So I'm not convinced that it's like way, way down, but I am pretty convinced that it is down. And I think that's understandable, because when you have a player like Tiger Woods that transcends the sport of golf, in other words, you know, my grandmother, I mean, she never played golf in her life, but she watched golf on the PGA Tour because of Tiger Woods. There was so many people that watched golf that never played golf, weren't necessarily golfers, but they watched because of Tiger Woods. He transcended the sport. It's kind of like what's happened in women's basketball. I mean, they got like 2.5 million viewers, literally million viewers. ESPN did. For the WNBA draft, like seriously, like Caitlin Clark was going to go number one. It was a foregone conclusion. Of those 2.5 million people that were watching the WNBA draft, including myself, how many people could name five players that were going to get drafted? Not many. Of the 2.5 million, not many could have named five players that were going to get drafted. But they were watching because of Caitlin Clark, because she is taking the sport of women's basketball and put it on her shoulders, and she's carrying it to heights already. I mean, she just now got drafted by Indiana, and she's carrying it to places it's never been before. And she will take it to places it will go to places that they never dreamed it could go to. But the Tiger Woods did the same thing in golf. So to me, the ratings were elevated. They were elevated beyond what they should have been because of Tiger Woods. If you take out the Tiger Woods effect, because you have to. I mean, he's not playing. And, you know, he played at Augusta, but he, you know, finished, you know, DFL, and you know, he wasn't a factor in the tournament. I mean, he's made the cut in three tournaments since his auto accident, and he's finished 60th, 45th, and 54th or something. Although people will still tune in for him, but he's played so few events that he can't carry the sport like he used to, but he carried the sport. My point is he increased the ratings at least more than, I'm sure he increased the ratings more than 20%. So when you say that the ratings are down 20%, down from what level? I mean, down from a level that had the Tiger Woods effect in there. You got to build that effect. That effect isn't there anymore. You know, and people continually ask me, they continually ask me, who's going to be the next great player? And they want to, you know, talk about this guy and that guy, and it was going to be, you know, this guy, and then it was going to be that guy, and now it's going to be Ludwig Oberg. I mean, Ludwig Oberg is not going to, he is not going to jack up the ratings on the PGA Tour or on Golf LIV or anything. He ain't gonna jack up the ratings, 20% or whatever it was that Tiger Woods jacked up the ratings. It isn't going to happen. I mean, nice player, young guy, great story. First off, he's not American, and that makes a difference. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And when you look at the top in golf, I mean, you got Scottie Scheffler, who, you know, he's not oozing, you know, with personality. I mean, he goes about his business, got a phenomenal mental game. He's not making people tune in. I mean, he's hitting great, incredible golf shots, but he's not making people tune in. You need a dominant American, and he's got to be a dominant player, but he's got to come with something. And I don't think, you know, I don't think you have it now. I mean, now maybe if Scottie Scheffler goes on a, you know, run where he wins, you know, two or three majors this season, or, you know, has a shot at winning four majors in a row. Okay, that may be a little different story. If he goes on a Byron Nelson or Tiger Woods kind of run, winning seven tournaments in a row, and he's closing in on that right now, if he goes on that kind of run, then maybe all of a sudden people will say, hey, these ratings are looking a little bit better than we, like, you know, thought they were. But the likelihood of that happening is very, very slim. I remember when basketball lost Michael Jordan, and people were saying, okay, who's going to be the next Michael Jordan? And I remember reading somebody saying the next Michael Jordan is playing golf, and they were referring to Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods did to the PGA Tour what Michael Jordan did to the NBA. And now with Tiger gone, I just think the ratings were bound to go down. So everybody that's in a panic over the ratings going down, and they can't understand it, and I just think it was inevitable as soon as Tiger Woods, you know, became less of a factor in tournaments. And that was bound to happen because, like my friend Charles Barkley says, Father Time is undefeated. Father Time's undefeated. Now, he's really undefeated after back surgeries and a car wreck and everything else. It really makes him undefeated.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
People are watching golf, and they're watching golf different ways. And I got to tell you, I watched a lot of the Masters. I think with the exception of a few hours, I mean, I watched hours of the Masters, hours. But with the exception of a few hours, I watched the whole Sunday, you know, back nine on TV. But with the exception of that and a few other hours mixed in, I primarily watched it on the Masters app. And then I went back and I looked at some of the rounds. I watched every shot Tiger hit. And I went over Scottie Scheffler's round. I watched every. I mean, that app, my goodness, that is the great. You know, the Masters was in the dark ages forever. I mean, it seems like forever. And they've, you know, with their television, I mean, they didn't even used to show the front nine. And you couldn't follow it. I mean, they just didn't have enough TV time. And there has always been great with the you know, very low amount of commercials, and the broadcast and the, you know, the scenery is incredible. But they're in the dark ages in terms of how much they gave you to consume, and people can't get enough. Now they are like, wow. I mean, they are by far, the Masters is the benchmark. I mean, the Masters app makes the PGA Tour look like, what the hell are they doing? I mean, can they not figure it out? I mean, they got, it's the PGA Tour and LIV, the same thing. They are so far behind the Masters. I went on, you know, people only have so much time. I went on the app and I watched Tiger Woods whole round in like 10 minutes, every single shot he hit in the whole day. I mean, it might have been 5 minutes. It was incredible. First shot, second shot, third shot. I mean, that app is out of this world. Now, maybe they're working on it. If they're not, they better be working on it. But I do not understand why, you know, the PGA Tour doesn't already have that, first off. I mean, that's kind of crazy. And LIV should get, I mean, everybody should get. That is a game changer. And I think if they get more things like that, then I think, you know, golf consuming of golf, like eyeballs on golf, will definitely pick up. And I think the gambling is going to be a big thing in golf too. And that goes without saying. So another plug for betonline.ag. So you can go there and get all your that's your number one source for everything sports betting. And go there and check it out because it's one of the reasons I watch golf. I'm gonna place a little bet and pick a winner. I like to do? I like to watch how the tournament's going. And you know, I'm not gonna get the best odds, but I watch how the tournament's going, and you know, and then I'll take my win. You know, maybe not a big one, but I'll take my win. And you know, Augusta was another example. I mean, as soon as you could see how that front nine was unfolding, and Scottie Scheffler, you know, hit a couple good shots in there, that was over. I mean, that was. I don't care what odds you're given. Scottie Scheffler was not going to lose that Masters on the back nine. I mean, you could take that one to the bank, and you know, a lot of people did. It's hard to pick golf at the start of the week. But it's not as hard to pick off when you watch how Sunday's unfolding and you kind of look at the stats and you see how the players are playing. So I think that's going to have an impact on television viewing. I think it's going to go. I don't think this, like, I hear everybody talking about fans are turned off because there's too much talk about money. And they're all referring to the whole LIV PGA Tour thing that's going on. And by the way, are they ever going to figure out what they're doing? I mean, like, what are they waiting for? I mean, they said they were going to have an agreement by the end of the year. Then they said they were going to have an agreement by the Masters. Now when's their agreement? And then, you know, what is taking so long? There's a group out there, the Public Investment Fund, that wants to invest $3 billion, and you can't figure out a way to partner with them to take their money? This whole thing, it gets weirder by the minute. It gets weirder by the minute. I don't think the ratings are down because people are turned. I know people are turned off about hearing about the money part, But I don't think that's like, say, I'm never going to watch golf again because people are talking too much about Mike. Because on the telecast, they don't talk about that. You know, it's the talk shows that talk about that. And they're looking for reasons. You know, the reasons are, you know, people are talking about the money too much. I don't know. You know what the reason is? The reason is there's a lot of golf. There's competition now for the PGA Tour. And there's no Tiger Woods. That's the reason. That's the reason. That fits the bill right there. Because what people like to do is they like to figure out a very simple explanation for a complicated issue. And the complicated issue might be that the ratings are down. Maybe they're not. Maybe there are people watching a lot of other ways. Maybe they're not down as much as people think they are. Or maybe they're not down as much as people say they are. Maybe they're watching a lot of different ways. But the simple explanation, if you want a simple explanation, the simple explanation is there isn't Tiger Woods out there dominating the sport and pulling the sport along like he used to. And I got news for you. There will never, clearly not in my lifetime, okay, there will never be another Tiger Woods. There will never be another Tiger Woods. He was just too great, too dominant. That was a generational player and maybe a forever player. It's just that good. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Remember, go to HaneyUniversity.com if you want some information on getting a golf lesson from me, if you want to get your golf game a little bit better. And you can go to VoodooPainRelief.com if you would like to get some relief from your arthritis pain, muscle soreness, joint pain. It is a great product. Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Go to VoodooPainRelief.com. And of course, BetOnline.ag. That's your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL. They got it all right there. BetOnline.ag. All right. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.